It is truly wonderful to have the honor of going to God in prayer. To think about and to understand that we are speaking to the one that spoke this creation into existence. We are speaking to the God that created us in our mother's womb. To know that He even wants to hear what I have to say. That He even cares about what I want or what I may need. The wonderful thing is He does. And what a blessing it is. And sometimes it is a blessing that we fail to take full advantage of. Some years back, Charles Hodge wrote a book on prayer. And he made a statement in that book that when I first read it, I thought, Charles, have you lost your mind? But I have come to understand what he was saying, and I believe the same thing. I don't believe in prayer. I believe in God. See, prayer without God is nothing. God is the power in prayer. God is the one that makes prayer mean something, makes prayer avail something at the end of the day. It is His power. A lot of people pray. In fact, I have prayed with people and then have them turn around just a few minutes later and go, there's just no hope. How can you say that? You just pray to God who nothing is impossible for with. See, they don't believe in God. They believe in prayer. They've forgotten the power. You know, we look at Matthew chapter 7. One of my favorite texts when it comes to prayer, when Jesus is talking there in the Sermon on the Mount. And He says, beginning with verse 7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open. Listen to what He says then. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a snake? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those that ask Him? See, the blessings and the gifts and the answers to prayer are from Him. This morning in our Bible class, we talked about, in Daniel, about God's ability to, His hand to maneuver the nations in this world, to maneuver peoples. And how that factors into our prayers, how that factors into the Ukraine, into a lot of things that we pray for on a daily basis. God's hand is in this world. His power is there to affect, change, and make a difference in our lives. You know, when we look at Mark chapter 11 and the sister account of it, in Matthew chapter 21, where Jesus is talking about the fig tree, but Jesus tells them to pray believing. And not just believing that God will. I love the statement that Jesus says. He says, believing that it already is answered. That God, the eternal, ever-present God, has already answered your prayer. He knew it before you even thought to pray it. He knew it while you were still in your mother's womb. Because, you know, Psalm 139 says that He knew all of our days before there was yet one. That God has already answered. But He wants you to ask. So ask Him and He will give. Have faith that He answers. Back up, just shortly before that, in Matthew chapter 17, you see Jesus talk about having faith. How that if you have just the faith the size of a mustard seed, that itty bitty small minuscule seed, if you have just the faith of a mustard seed, not doubting, that you can say to that mountain, move mountain, and be thrown into the sea, and it will happen. You know, I find encouragement with that. When I feel like my faith is kind of small, I realize that God doesn't require me to have faith the size of the mountain. He doesn't require me to have faith the size of my problems. He only requires me to have faith in Him and to trust Him. And He brings the power to the situation. How wonderful it is to have God. Gene read at the beginning of our service tonight from James chapter 5. In the next two verses after what he had read, where it tells us that the effective prayer of a righteous man avails much, he goes on to tell us about a righteous man that prayed. A righteous man named Elijah. who, because he cared about his people and because he didn't want his people to continue to live in the pagan idolatry that they were living in, he prayed fervently, as James tells us, prayed fervently to God that it would not rain. And even when we look at Elijah's story, as we're doing in the Divided Kingdom on Wednesday nights, when we look at Elijah there, he tells them, it's not going to rain till I say it does. And he prayed and it didn't rain. And then after the contest on Mount Carmel, he prayed and it did. That's the effective prayer of a righteous man, availing much for God's people. You know, when we think about Matthew chapter 7, there's one key thing there. It says, "How will not your heavenly Father give you more?" This evening, is he your Father? Can you pray and say, "Heavenly Father," because you have been born again into the family of God by the water and the Spirit? We hope and pray that you have. Obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ enables you to be born again and to become that child of God, to be able to address your Father, to be able to come to the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to the Father. If you have done that, God bless you. Live in that and have faith in that all of your life, that He will and does take care of you. Maybe you're a child of God tonight and you've forgotten the power of your Father. You've forgotten the power of prayer. If you have, pray to God. Ask Him to forgive you for your lack of faith. So many times in my life, I know Jesus would have said to me, "Oh, ye of little faith." Maybe we need to recognize those moments in our own lives and say, "I don't want to, you know, Lord, help my unbelief," as the man there at the Mount of Transfiguration said. "Let me be stronger." If that's you, I hope and pray that you'll do that. If we can assist you in that journey, we hope and pray that you will let us as we stand and as we sing.